My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We're joined now by Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, and he's brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. Real quick, before we get to Ray, people really like the bleep tweet segment. One suggestion from a texter, which I think is worth exploring, you need to have kids or sweet old ladies say the tweets.
Like, yeah, maybe we'll have our kids do it.
That would be sick. Sister Jean, some 96-year-old lady, RIP grandma, reading the tweets. She would have been perfect.
Yep.
Miss her every day.
Man.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. What a transition. How are you, Ray? Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Happy to hear it. So you sat in on Tomlin's presser yesterday, and have you been at all of his press conferences? I mean, certainly for like a decade here, right? I mean, is your read that it's going to be Russell Wilson on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I'm not sure why he kind of left it out there that there's some doubt about it, but everything he said in that news conference yesterday points to Russell Wilson starting. And I go back there. There was a series in the second quarter, guys, where Justin missed three wide open receivers. And, you know, we have in Allegiant Stadium, we are high in the press box, and you can see how plays develop. And I'm thinking any NFL quarterback is going to make two out of those three throws. He didn't make any of them. And there was another play, guys, I think right after the block punt, the lateral to Jaylen Warren. I mean, that play just cannot happen. So I think Mike and Arthur probably took a look at those plays and, you know, the slow starts, and I think they probably came to the determination that it was time to give Russ a shot.
Do you think we will still see Fields? Do you think he's just holding a clipboard and he has his helmet off and he's the true backup quarterback, or will he be a part of this offense on Sunday?
No, I think they're going to have a plan to get him in the game. Now, I mean, it's not going to be, you know, hey, Justin's going to go in on the third series. They're not going to do that, but I think you look at where he's been most successful. That's been in goal-to-go situations. He leads the NFL among quarterbacks with five rushing touchdowns. So, you know, anytime you're inside the 10, inside the 5, I think it's a perfect spot to use him. It's probably going to be week-to-week, opponent-to-opponent to see, you know, how these matchups go. But, yeah, I do think we'll see Justin on the field again. I'm not sure if it's going to happen every game, but I do think it'll happen.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here in the Fan Morning Show. Ray, I was really encouraged to hear Mike Tomlin say, we've been good, really good at times, not to be confused with great. And if he thinks that Russell Wilson can help make their passing game look great at times, then okay, I'm okay with it. Are they going to allow Russell Wilson to be aggressive?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a couple games ago, they were breaking their tendencies on throwing on first down with Justin. They didn't hit on him. And, you know, Arthur Smith runs play action, I think, more than any other offensive coordinator in the league. Justin is not good at that, but Russell is really good at that. At least he has been, you know, throughout his career before he got to Pittsburgh. So I think you'll see an uptick, certainly, in the passing game. Are you going to lose something with Justin's ability to break down defenses with his feet? Absolutely. But I do think Mike and Arthur are banking on Russell hitting a lot of these throws that Justin's been missing. And then just overall explosive plays, right? You know, getting George Pickens more involved, getting him involved early in games, getting leads in games early rather than always chasing it. I think all of those are things that potentially could happen with Russ at quarterback.
What if Russ is bad? What if he doesn't perform and he doesn't perform next week? What do you think they do? Do they go back to Justin or do they ride it out with Russ?
You know, I think certainly there's going to be some rust, Doran. I don't think it's going to look perfect on Sunday night. But if you're talking about like an extended stretch, let's say Mike gives him a 4-game stretch and, you know, they're 1-3 and it doesn't look good. I mean, listen, Justin has proven that they can win with him at quarterback. I think they could go back to him without any issue. But, you know, as long as Russ's calf doesn't give him any issues, I think Russ is going to be able to operate within this offense and have some success with this passing game. Obviously, you know, the receiver room is still an issue, but Arthur has gotten it done before in Tennessee with a lot of tight ends. I mean, if you guys watch that Raiders game, I mean, 2 tight end personnel was their base offense in that game. I think Pat was in there like 89% of the snaps and Darnell was in there like 75% of the snaps. I mean, even Connor Hayward was like up around 35-40%. They ran more 3 tight personnel than 3 receiver personnel in that game. So he's very comfortable doing that. I think there are ways for him to get around the lack of talent at the receiver position.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Speaking of wide receivers, Ray, what is your understanding on this whole Davante Adams thing? Was it simply he wanted to go to the Jets and the Steelers may well have been willing to pay that asking price? Would the Steelers have gone there if he would have wanted to be here?
And I think the Steelers were interested, but when you have a relationship like Davante Adams has with Aaron Rodgers going back, I think what they played together, 8 or 9 years in Green Bay, that's where Davante had most of his success. So it makes sense that Davante would want to play there. It's interesting, you know, from a, you know, players always say we want to win Super Bowls. That, you know, it's not about the money, but I mean, the Jets are 2-4. The Steelers are 4-2. There's time for the Jets to turn it around, but there's a lot of chaos going on up there. So sometimes it's not about winning. Sometimes it's just about a comfort level and putting up stats for your next contract. And I think that's probably where Davante is right now.
Will the Steelers trade for a receiver before the deadline?
I mean, who's left? You know, I keep hearing the Mike Williams thing. I've said this since August when all this Brandon Ayuk stuff was going on. They don't need another number 3 or a number 4. They need like a 1 or a 2. And I just don't know after Ayuk and after Adams and after Sutton have been taken care of that there are good guys left to obtain. So I'm starting to think it won't happen. And, then the pressure's going to be on, you know, Arthur Smith. Can he get it done with the personnel that he has right now? And, obviously the running back room has to get healthier. That's been an issue. Jaylen Warren has to get going. You know, if the running game's better, maybe it'll open up things for the passing game and George Pickens. So they've just been dealing with a lot of injuries, and, you know, things have kind of been uneven with that offense. They need to get healthy, and they need George Pickens to step up. I think that's the biggest thing with this offense going into the second half of the season.
Ray, there was so much other stuff going on yesterday. Adams, Cooper, Fields v. Wilson. I may have missed this. Did he mention Alex Highsmith when he went over the injury report?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's questionable. Questionable to begin the week. You know, we'll see what happens today. You know, last week, Jaylen Warren was doubtful to begin the week, and then he ended up playing 25 snaps. So, I mean, if they can get Alex out there and there's no, you know, threat of him getting injured again, if they feel really good about where he is with that groin, that'd be a huge help, because it's really just Jeremiah Moon and, you know, those practice squad guys. So I'm sure they're going to be careful, but certainly good news that there's at least the potential that Alex could return this week.
They don't have a choice, but what do you think their comfort level is with McCollum that is going to be playing center this week with Zach Frazier being out?
Yeah, I mean, from what Mike said yesterday, you know, pretty good. It's not like he just walked in the building like that situation you had at outside linebacker last week. Ryan has been in this program now for 2 or 3 years, and he's been a practice squad guy for most of that, but certainly he's familiar with Pat Meyer and the way Pat Meyer operates. You know, he's been with this new offensive staff here for the last 6 months. So, listen, you know, Zach is probably going to be out the next two games. I think it makes sense to get him back after the bye week. If you can get by for two games with McCollum at center, if he could just be solid for two games, I think that's all they're asking for.
Ray, very good stuff. This was tremendous. Mm-hmm. We thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you on
all
Tuesday.
Right, guys.
Or Wednesday.
Enjoy the game Sunday
point.
Night. See you.
See you, Ray.
See you, Ray.
If the Steelers wanted Alex Highsmith to play this weekend, all they need to do is fly him out to Las Vegas and then fly him to New Jersey, because that's what worked for Davante Adams.
Right.
Davante Adams walks off the plane, and it was like, I heard Starkey say this yesterday, it's like Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
It's like when the grandpa, he's bedridden, yeah. And all of a sudden, whoa!
They got the golden ticket.
Oh my God, he's singing, he's dancing, there's no atrophy. My man's never walked that way in 15 years. Davante, wow, oh, this air in New Jersey.
I mean, he had to get a physical, too, which is funny. It's like, oh, pending physical, Davante Adams to sign with the New York Jets. And I was like, oh, man, that hamstring, what if he fails?
Right. Oh, I mean, you would think he could.
Yeah, could with the hamstring.
Very serious hamstring injury.
Jeez.
I can't, honestly, man, I have a lot of respect for everyone in this field, right? But these insiders that bent over backwards. No, it's a real hamstring injury. It's real. He's real hurt. If the Raiders were 5-1 or 4-1, whatever it would have been, playing the Steelers, he wouldn't want out. They'd be winning football games and he'd have played.
Hamstring injuries don't heal in 2 weeks or 1 week.
Well, those bad boys can linger.
Yeah, look at the Herbig.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be careful with the hammy injury.
Yes, hamstrung.
That's right. No longer.
Right.
Walks off the plane. Ran off the plane.
Yes.
Right into the...
Jumped.
He was leaping.
He jumped.
This guy.
Leapt off the plane.
He's going to catch a deep ball from Rod. You know what it's going to be? Give me one of those back shoulder throws on the sideline. He's going to be in a dead sprint. Break it down. Back shoulder. He's going to be fine.
Yep.
Beyond fine. Last year, he had, what, 170-some-odd yards against the Steelers? Double-digit catches? Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.